Welcome to the Apple Forensic Psychiatry Landmark Cases Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Today we'll be discussing Jones versus the United States, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1983. The question before the court was whether a defendant who was found not guilty by reason of insanity had to remain mentally ill and dangerous at the time of their commitment, and if the duration of their confinement had to be related to the nature of their offense. In this case, Mr. Michael Jones was charged with attempted larceny in the District of Columbia, which is a misdemeanor offense punishable by no more than 1 year incarcerated. He was eventually found not guilty by reason of insanity and automatically committed to a psychiatric hospital as an insanity acquittee with an indefinite confinement. That is, until he could establish by a preponderance of the evidence that he was no longer mentally ill or dangerous. He was hospitalized for more than a year, longer than his maximum imprisonment term, and he demanded to be released or recommitted under a civil commitment statute because he was committed for longer than he would have been incarcerated. In accordance with the Addington v. Texas case, the civil commitment statute would require the government to prove, by clear and convincing evidence, that Mr. Jones remained mentally ill and dangerous. In the holding, the Supreme Court rejected Mr. Jones's argument and stated that when a criminal defendant establishes by a preponderance of the evidence that he is not guilty of a crime by reason of insanity, the Constitution permits the government to confine him to a mental institution until such time that he has regained sanity or he is no longer a danger to himself or society. Discussed that the NGRI verdict is sufficiently probative of mental illness and dangerousness to justify this commitment and support an inference of continuing mental illness. Although due process requires that the nature and duration of confinement bear some reasonable relation to the purpose for which the individual was committed, the court supported indefinite commitment based on an insanity acquittal alone. The length of the acquittee's hypothetical criminal sentence was irrelevant, and the purpose of commitment was to treat mental illness and protect the individual and society. The court's language also suggested that commission of a nonviolent offense against property should be sufficient evidence of dangerousness to sustain commitment. The dissent argued that the NGRI acquittees were not part of a special class that could be treated differently from civil patients because the NGRI processes focused on the past and not present dangerous and mental conditions. Overall, this case established that an insanity acquittee could be confined to a mental institution indefinitely based on the insanity verdict alone until he has regained sanity or is determined to no longer be a danger to himself or society. And again, this is irrelevant of his original criminal sentence.